SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's the unknown that's the most frustrating part for Nick Coyle. 3 years ago, his partner, Chung Lei, was arrested by the Chinese authorities and accused of espionage. She's yet to be sentenced.
She's got enormous strength and courage and deals with her day-to-day reality as well as anybody could. But I think that ongoing uncertainty and prolonged absence from her children is really, really tough.
From her jail cell, the business journalist dictated an open letter.
G'day, Aussies. Excuse the daggy slang from someone in need of ochreism. This is a love letter to 25 million people and 7 million square kilometres of land, land abundant in nature, beauty and space. I haven't seen a tree in 3 years. I miss the sun. Most of all, I miss my children.
The news anchor was arrested amid tensions between Australia and China not long after Australia called for an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus and China retaliated with trade tariffs.
This issue should be resolved. This should be resolved by Chung Lei not being kept in detention in the way that she has.
The Prime Minister's been in Tamworth in a barley crop as China dropped the last restrictions on Australian grain exporters. Tariffs were removed last week. This has raised expectations. Anthony Albanese will accept an invitation to visit Beijing. He says if he goes, he'll raise both Ms Chung and writer Yang Hengjing's detention, but their release is not a requirement.
The worst thing that can happen between nations that have disagreements is that they stop talking.
Opposition Foreign Affairs spokesman Simon Birmingham says a pathway to Chung Lei's return should be in place before a diplomatic meeting is agreed to.
The government needs to be confident that it's making real advances and significant advances before it commits to a visit.
Another sign of improving relations, Beijing has re-added Australia to a list of group travel destinations. It's a popular move, not least with Trade Minister Don Farrell.
It's worth about $500 million. If you look at 2019 figures. So we want to see those Chinese tourists come back in large numbers.
An incremental return to normal relations, boosting hopes that two children, now aged 11 and 14, will soon be reunited with their mum. Nick Coyle again.
No way to sugarcoat it. It's very difficult on them. Her eldest has gone into high school whilst her mum's been detained in China. Her son will go into high school next year.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.